Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And the feature article this week, if you subscribe this week, is about the growth of business. And the title is Growth is Not Genetic. Business Growth is Not Genetic. Lidia Bastianich, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And I'm so impressed with what she's accomplished in her life as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur. I'm going to try to condense her great accomplishments as much as I can so we can get on to our visit. But she has something like a half a dozen restaurants around the country. She has her own PBS show called Lidia's Italian American Kitchen. Many of you have seen that in a couple of hundred stations around the country. She has her own line of sauces that's sold at Williams-Sonoma. She is... started these businesses from scratch, just such an impressive lady. And I wanted her to talk to us today, to join us, and I wanted you to meet her. I wanted her to tell us a little bit about the secret to her success, which one of which she says is family business meetings. And she's our guest right now. Lidia Bastianich, welcome to the show.
Buongiorno, Jim.
Welcome, and we're glad to have you here. So happy to have you as part of our show. And I want to say to the audience, in front of the audience, something I said off the air a minute ago. I am really proud of what you've accomplished in your life as a small business owner.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's very rewarding, you know, as I said, again, just a few minutes ago, very fast, that it's been a run that I didn't have chance to look back. And, I'm just moving on and going, and yes, there's all these things, but I'm still working hard at it.
Now, you immigrated to the United States as a teenager, didn't you, from Italy?
I came here, yeah, I was 12 years old. We come from the part of Italy that actually was given to Yugoslavia and became communist. And so the ethnic Italians, us being the ethnic Italians, we sort of immigrated, actually escaped back into Italy and then became political refugees because of the borders and moved on and came here when I was 12 in 1958.
Now, when you started your first restaurant when you were 24.
Right.
What was the name of it?
Bonavia, and that was in Forest Hills, the suburbs of New York City.
In Queens, I think, as I remember. And now, how did that restaurant go? How did that business go?
You know, Jim, I was not a professional chef, 24, you're not. I worked in restaurants and so on, but I didn't. And my husband, on the other hand, he worked in restaurants before me and was in the front of the house. And he wanted always to open this little restaurant, so I said, okay, I'll help you. I love cooking. you have to add the business side. But we opened a small place, 30-seater.
Wow.
And it was almost like an extension of the house. And did we have some business preparation and savvy? Not really. We did our diligent research as far as what the other restaurants were doing that were successful, and we sort of tried to implement all of those. But then I think what it was this sort of almost natural extension of hospitality. And I was so thrilled that I had my own little place that I can cook. Actually, I assisted the chef and for about 10 years, and then I became my own chef.
Mm-hmm.
But, just having the people and being able and seeing people enjoy themselves, we were an immediate success. And, again, could I tell you why? Not really.
Well, and by the way, folks, she's downplaying her chef ability a little bit. Obviously, in the early days, that's not the case anymore, because as I mentioned, she has her own show on PBS, Lidia's Italian American Kitchen. But also in 2002, the James Beard Foundation named her the nation's outstanding chef, and congratulations on that,
yes.
Lidia. Now,
thanks.
You said your husband was in the business, and I know
right.
that your children are in the business, have been in the business with you.
Well, the children were somewhat born into the business. My son was 3 when we opened our first restaurant, and then my daughter was born soon thereafter. And they grew up because the restaurant business is a particular kind of business. It just takes your whole life. It's not something that you leave at 5 and then go home and that's the end. It's just your whole existence.
Sounds like a lot of small businesses.
Yeah. and so the children just grew up into it. And even though I insisted, I told them, you don't want to do this. You go out. We're in America. You're going to get a good education. They got excellent educations, both of them. And then they turned around and came into the family business.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to come back to the restaurant business in a little bit, but I want to make sure that we talk a little bit first about this family business, the family business meetings that you think are so important.
Well, I think they're extremely important. I think because, you know, as a parent, you have your children and, you know, you're in charge and you're setting the rules. You know, they grow up and be adults and are adults and have ideas of their own and have characters of their own. And you have to incorporate that wisely in a family business. So therefore, these meetings where you have to hold, I feel you have to hold them on a regular basis, where every member of the family is fully involved, and you set an agenda that and you ask everybody what they would like to discuss, and not you particularly, you have somebody do it, just professionally, an assistant who sets up an agenda, and so we can touch all the points that this of interest.
So you're saying bring in a kind of a moderator, a little bit of a somebody to moderate this meeting, and. And why is that? Why do you think we need an outsider?
Well, because especially in family meetings, you know, it is that relationship of mother and child. And one of the most, I paid a lot of attention. When does the mothering stop and when do we become business partners?
That's the hard part, isn't it?
It is.
Knowing where to draw the line between the business owner and the husband or the father or the wife, knowing where to draw the line between being the business owner and the parent or just a family member. There's a real fine line in a family business, isn't there, between those two things?
Exactly. You see, if you have that really under control, then you really stand in a good position, because there's nothing stronger than unison. If everybody really has absolutely the complete interest of the family, you know, we are all, there's an old saying, you know, everybody blowing in the same bag,
mm-hmm.
you know, the balloon is going to get big if you, so that's a strength that a family has, you know, because the grandma and the grandchildren are coming, there's nothing more than she would like to do than to sort of work hard so that the grandchildren can have a better education. So that's a big plus. On the other hand, you know, the other thing is that each one is an individual, each one has a mind of their own, and therefore you have to respect that. So you use the strength of this family unity and family common interests, and then you use the strength of the individuality. Everybody's bringing new things. Everybody has new experiences.
And you say that we should have the family meeting, even if with all the members of the family, even though all of them may not be in the business.
I think
I want you to hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to answer that when we come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting you with Lydia Bastianich. Stay with us.
After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
We're back. It's 23 after. We're visiting with our new friend, Lydia Bastianich, who is, ladies and gentlemen, she has so many accomplishments, as you've heard me say. Lydia, let me mention the names of your restaurants and remind me. In Manhattan, it's Felidia's.
Right.
Becco's.
Yes.
And Esca.
Right.
In Manhattan. Now, where are they relative, at least, you know, north, south?
Felidia's on the east side, East 58 between 2nd and 3rd.
Midtown.
Midtown. Becco is smack in the middle of the theater district on 46 between 8th and 9th.
Okay, that's on the other side of the side of the island.
Right.
Midtown.
Right, and Esca is on 43rd and 9th also in the
So they're really all right there in Midtown, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those three. And then you have some others too, right?
I have Lydia's Kansas City and Lydia's Pittsburgh.
Right? All right.
Yes, and then my son has some more with the other people.
Isn't your son involved in how many are you involved in with your son?
All of these.
All of them? He helps you with all of them?
Yeah.
Great.
My son and my daughter, as I said, they both came back into the business. My son went on to Wall Street and was an analyst and came back.
Right.
My daughter, on the other hand, that I'm very proud of, I got a PhD from Oxford in Renaissance
Wow.
art history. And she came back, and we have a tour company. You were talking
I was going to say, she runs cooking. The tour company, doesn't she?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, do you have a website?
Yes. www.lidiasitaly, it's I, not Y, L-I-D-I-A, no apostrophe, so www.lidiasitaly.com.
Lidiasitaly.com, no apostrophe. And what do we find when we get there? Can we buy your sauces there?
Yes,
cookbooks?
You can buy my sauces there, the books, and you can see about everything that we do, the trips. Since we also have a winery and we produce wine in Italy.
All right.
So it's just this kind of small business that grew and all the opportunity that came out of the small business and having the family involved, each one sort of chose to go in the direction of what they like, what they feel that mm-hmm. they can grow in. And I think that's very important in a family business, that each individual or each child feels that they've accomplished something, feels fulfilled rather than just a follower.
Well, and you, another thing that we were talking about before we went to the break was you say, I think, as I believe you say that even if the children aren't directly working in the business yet, you to bring them into the meetings.
Absolutely. I think not only the children, the mates of uh-huh. your children, I think.
The in-laws, the in-laws and the outlaws.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think there were some very tight meetings that you'd like to have just with your children. But I think that bringing in the spouses, it's so important because at the end of the day, you really want your children to have a happy family. And business should help that, should make that family happier and live better. So you want to bring that in so that their spouses are involved, feel part, because ultimately they will encourage their mates to work. Yes, go ahead and do, rather than object, are you going out again? Are you going this? If they're involved, if they see what it takes, if they see what they can sort of, how they can benefit from it, and plus, they are part of the family.
It basically helps the people, those who, whether they're children or in-laws or whatever, are teenagers, it helps them to understand what the people who are running the business are going through, so that if there is a little bit of absence where,
exactly.
The business is taking extra time or there may be some difficulty that you got to deal with, some challenges, that makes people, sometimes people can be a little on edge, a little bit anxious, and maybe even a little grumpy. I've been accused of that once or twice. It helps them to understand that it's not personal. It's just the way things are in a family business.
Right. You need to work, and if there's a major objection, we'll decide it all together.
Right.
But, everybody likes to live well, and in order to do that, you need to work. Even my children from the very beginning, as I said, they were born into the business. I involved them a lot. My mother was involved. Whenever I did a lot of research trips. I still do. I think, that's a commitment that one has to be so the business remains vibrant.
Right.
And they were always in tow. They always came, mm-hmm. that I didn't have the luxury of leaving them, neither did I want to with nannies or this or that. They would come with me to the different bakeries,
right.
to the cheesemongers and so on.
Lydia, let me stop you for a minute because we got about a minute and a half, and I want you to talk to anybody out there right now listening who might be interested in starting a restaurant. What would you say? Would you say run away or do you encourage them? What's your advice?
Let me tell you, it's a wonderful business. It's a great business if that's what you're made for and you really have to understand it. It's one of the hardest businesses out there because it just takes your whole life almost.
It is the hardest. I'm going to say, I know about a lot of small businesses and it's got to be, to me, it's got to be the hardest. You got to be able to understand that it's not just about cooking. It's also managing the business too, isn't it?
It is. I didn't have training in that. It came natural. But in small businesses, especially if you intend to grow, is that you realize what you know and what you don't, and you get the people, specialists, to help you in what you don't know. But soon enough, there's a sensibility that comes out. But if you have next to you professionals, then that's what makes it happen.
Lydia, I'm going to let that be the last word because we're coming up on the end of our visit. Thank you very much for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on all your great success.
Thanks, Jim. It was a pleasure.
Lydia, give us the website again, Lydia.
www.lidiasitaly.com.
Lidiasitaly.com. Check that out, folks. And don't forget to check out her television show as well on PBS. Quick break. Right back with John Gordon. We're going to get some energy out of John Gordon in just a minute. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.